From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, March 24th at 8:56. We have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. Markets are lower here to start the last full trading week in March. It'll still feel like the typical March weather here this week with highs in the 50s. Got some rain throughout most of the Midwest, or chances anyway, this week. And then we do see temperatures warm up a little bit here by the end of the week. And the extended 8 to 14 day forecast is back to above normal temps here for most of the Midwest. So should engage in some farming activity depending on how wet it gets here over the next few days. Of course, a week from today is the acres and grain stocks report. That'll set the stage then to talk a little bit more about the spring weather here as we talk about whether or not we can plant all these additional corn acres that the market is expecting. This week, mostly political news continuing to overhang the market. USTR will have two sets of public hearings on the proposed China ship fee at the ports. So we'll continue to get news out of that Monday and Wednesday. So we'll see how those conversations go. And that continues to kind of weigh on the market just a little bit, or at least overhang the market. Because a lot of our transportation, at least on the shipping side, goes through China and or on a China-made ship. So we'll continue to keep an eye on that. Next week, also talk of reciprocal tariffs on April 2nd. We'll also see what President Trump decides on Canada-Mexico tariffs that have been paused until around April 4th. So we'll keep an eye on that next week. So next week, between the crop reports and the tariff news, would expect continued volatility in these markets. Until then, continues to be quiet. May corn continuing to trade between the 100 and 200 day moving average. Brazil estimated to be about 75% done on bean harvest. Overall, the weather in South America continues to be favorable. There was some talk of some better rain chances in the Black Sea region. So that's got wheat under a little bit of pressure here today. Of course, wheat closely watching Southern Plains weather, which continues to be dry, Black Sea, and also China in regards to wheat. So we'll keep an eye on those weather stories here as we move into the spring. As for prices here this morning, May corn is 462 down 2.25. July corn 469 and a half down 2. East corn at 449 and a half down 1.5. May soybeans at 10.05 and 3/4, that's down 4. July is 10.17 and a quarter, down 4.25. November soybeans, 10.03 and 3/4, down 4. May soybean meal, 297.70, down 260. May bean oil, 41.70, that's down 31. May Chicago wheat, 546 and 3/4, down 11.5. KC at 576, down 12.75. Minneapolis wheat for May at 596, down 9. Livestock markets mostly firmer here this morning. Cattle on feed report on Friday afternoon leaned to the friendly side. A little choppy trade here this morning, but we are seeing higher cattle prices here and lower hog prices here this morning. April cattle at 207.27, up 32. June's 203.35, that's up 57. March feeders, 287.80, up 132. April hogs, 85.62, down 50. May hogs at 87.82, that's down 182. So mostly political news here this week. Pretty standard in terms of demand reports. Otherwise, of course, attention will quickly turn to next week when we got a host of news items that could influence the market here as we move into the first part of April, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Aaron. Have a great rest of your day. We'll take a listen to your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for sunny skies with breezy winds and a high of 55 degrees, a west wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of light rain and a low of 38 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of light rain and a high of 57 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a chance of light rain and a low of 34 degrees, north wind 5 miles per hour, and for Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 58 degrees and a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Currently here in Urbana, sunny skies, 39 degrees, feels like 27 degrees. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9, HD3, Urbana.